Well, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to, I guess you'd call it a special edition of high school volleyball right here on The Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com. Rob Osmond with you this afternoon and into the evening hours. We'll be talking volleyball, high school volleyball. This is it. This is the wrap-up to the season. We have our sub-district tournament tonight from Grand Island High School. It's the C1 Sub-District 6 tournament, and we are fired up and ready to go for some incredible volleyball action. In what has become a pretty contested C1 matchup, this whole C1 district is absolutely phenomenal, and tonight from Grand Island High School, we're going to see five schools put it all on the line and try to find out who is going to represent this sub-district in the finals, the district finals that will take place on Friday. So tonight we have actually three matches coming your way. The first one, as we are about 2 minutes from getting started from it, will be the fourth-seeded Adams Central Patriots taking on the fifth-seeded Central City Lady Bison, that are all signed up, are all lined up here and ready to go in this first match. Adams Central comes into the contest at 4-19 on the outside looking in. They're going to have to win it to be in it, as will Central City at, again, 4-25. The winner of this match will play in our third match today against Grand Island Central Catholic, that boasts a record of 29-0. So it's an uphill battle for both of these squads, but a good opportunity for them to get a little bit more playing time on the court and to perhaps have an outside shot of winning now and then pulling off the big upset on their way to hopefully get to the district finals, which, again, will be on Friday. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will have our starting lineups for you for the Adams Central Patriots and the Central City Lady Bison on our New Tech Seed pregame show. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
To all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School, home of the C16 Sub-District Tournament, as we prepare to watch the Adams Central Patriots take on the Central City Bison. Rob Osmond with you. Glad to have you along for the first of three matches this afternoon as we prepare now for our starting lineups for the squad, as we are just getting underway. Again, an early start for the tournament. Our second match will be coming our way at 6 o'clock, and that will feature St. Paul and Hastings St. Cecilia. The third match will be the winner of this one and Grand Island Central Catholic. So that's the way it comes into it. Central City, a little bit about the Lady Bison before we get into the starting lineups. They're 2-10 against common opponents with Adams Central. Central City has won one of their last five, but have dropped their last four games in a season that's been a pretty tough one for the Lady Bison. Under head coach Heather Negus. Your starting lineup then for the Central City Lady Bison. On the outside will be a senior outside hitter, Jordan Spear. Tiffany Reimers will be on the other outside. She's a senior as well. Aubrey Lenz a strong middle hitter. She is a freshman getting starts tonight for the Lady Bison. The other middle hitter is going to be Kristen Benner. She is a sophomore. Your setter is Lindsay Butt. She is a freshman and is doing a fantastic job for the Lady Bison this year and is a big part of their future. The libero will be Jamie Harlow. She is a senior, and she's got quite the dynamic stir to watch them getting ready during pregame warm-up. And Jamie Harlow does a great job of keeping that ball in play and getting some really good digs back there. So the non-starters now being introduced for Adams Central, but that is your starting lineup for the Central City Lady Bison. Again, 4-25 under head coach Heather Negus. Central City, I mentioned, picked up 4 wins this year, and they did so against Schuyler in the Boone Central Tournament. That was back in early September. They beat Boone Central in the Central City Invitational in the middle part of September, and then they went on a drought, losing 13 in a row to some a few tough teams scattered in there before they beat Centennial in 5 sets. Made a nice run in that Wood River tournament, but lost another one and then picked up a win against Broken Bow. And then ended the season dropping 4 in a row against some pretty tough teams in the process. So that is your Central City. For Adams Central, starting lineup a little bit different from when we saw them the first time. It'll be Sydney Niemeyer. She is a 5'9 junior starting on the outside. Alongside her on the other side, rather, will be Sarah Allen. She is a 5'7 freshman. Emma Miller is a 5'8 sophomore in the middle as well. Lauren Rosenquist gets a start. She is a senior, a 5'10 middle hitter. Tara Kennedy gets a start tonight. She'll be on the right side. She's a 5'5 senior. And the setter is Janessa Boland. She is a 5'4, very super setter. So we are just about ready to get up against common opponents. By the way, Adams Central 3-6 with similar teams with Central City, but they are they have lost their last 6 in a row and like to pick up a win here towards the end of the season. So Adams Central and Central City going at it. Patriots and the Bison. It will be the Patriots back to serve, and Janessa Boland will get the serve. She'll pop it underway. We're underway in the C16 sub-district tournament, Grand Island High School. Patriots with the ball now. Big shot over the middle, partially blocked. The libero made a nice dive for Central City. Put a good play on it. Jamie Harlow came up with it. Knocks it across, but out of bounds. Point will go to Adams Central. It's 1-0 Patriots lead. Running jump serve from Janessa Boland. Set in the middle now for the Bison. Shot is down and into the net go the Patriots. It didn't matter. It was a good kill shot for the middle there. Tiffany Reimers came in from the outside, popped it down, and we're knotted up at 1 in the first set. Back to serve now for Central City. Bison sends it over. Lindsay Butt gets it. Big freshman for the Lady Bison. Set now in the middle, trying to dink it over. And it'll be 4 hits as Tiffany Reimers couldn't quite get a hand on it. Adams Central will get it back along with the lead. 2-1 is our score. To serve will be Tara Kennedy. The 5'5 senior stands up, pops it across, handled by the libero now. Bison load up on the right side. It's going to be bumped over, free ball for the Patriots now. Big set now from Janessa Boland. No, she's going to just dink it right over. But it's covered nicely by the Patriots, who respond in kind, bring it right back. The tip over is going to drop right in. Nice touch for Adams Central. Sydney Niemeyer got the touch and gets the point for Adams Central. It's a 3-1 ball game. Kennedy back to serve one more time. Hard serve, steps into it. This one's going to be set right at the net. Good play by Lindsay Butt. The Bison will send it over, and the Patriots will have no choice but to load up for a free ball. Here comes the Bison. They'll send back the free ball. Now pushed over by Janessa Boland, winding up on the outside. Big shot down. Niemeyer went down to get it. Good dig by the Bison, but the point belongs to Adams Central, who built now a 3-point lead, 4-1, in set number one. Boland sends it across, covered by the Bison now. Pass over in the middle, brought down quick and hard. Slamming into it was Jordan Spear. Spear brings up the big right-hand hammer, drops it down, gets the point back for the Lady Bison. They're down now by two and have the serve. Jamie Harlow, the libero, steps up. She'll drive it right into the net, and Adams Central will get it right back with that 2-point lead, 5-2, your score. Back to serve for Adams Central now. Sydney Niemeyer, the 5'9 junior, lines up right in the middle. She'll walk up, step, pop it across, covered by the Bison now, pass over to the right side, and it'll be brought in from the back row. Patriots were there to cover it, and a ball that might have gone out of bounds, and that'll be a free ball for the Bison to load up on the left side. Hard shot, going to go down the line, out of bounds from Jordan Spear. Adams Central let it go, and we'll get the point as a result. Niemeyer drives it across, dug by the libero Harlow for the Bison. On the right side, shot goes up off the net, partially blocked. Jordan Spear got enough of it to get it across. Brought back by the Patriots now, and it's the Bison loading up on the left side. Hard shot, just touches the line. Jordan Spear for Central City rips it down, gets the point, and it'll be a 6-3 ball game. Bison have the serve, trying to get it back. Back to serve now. Patriots handle it. Brought down by Adams Central. Covered by the Bison. Pushed over. Here's Patriots now in the middle. Hard shot blocked at the net. It was a rip by Lauren Rosenquist. She'll get the rebound and keep the ball in play, but it was a good block by the Bison that kept it going. And then ripping it down one more time is Jordan Spear from that left side. And the ball will go back now to Central City, 6-4. Your score on the right side now, loading it up. Emily Munch is in for Central City. She'll handle the serve, and it's going to be sent back as a free ball. Bison's now in the middle. Shot goes down. Roll along. Nice play. It looked like it could have gotten blocked, but it went right through the blockers. Aubrey Lenz got just enough of it to get the point for Central City. They're back now within one, 6-5. Bison now load up, shot into the net, and it's just not going to be enough to get over it. Patriots now with the ball, serviced, brought over, dunked over, nice touch. Jordan Spear makes the touch, gets the point for Central City. And they're going to say that she was in the net. It looked like it was a clean shot, but the point belongs to Adams Central now, who've now built up that 3-point lead once again, 8-5. Shot comes over in the middle. Good touch. The libero comes over for Adams Central. Brings it across, rips it in. Shot's going to go out of bounds, and they're going to call a touch. There was a touch, and Adams Central is going to get it back, all by the back judge. And Coach Jill Hotelling for Adams Central gets the call, and they've yet to put it up on the board. It's actually 9-5. Into the net, go Central City. And the score jumps to 10-5 after the correction being made. So Adams Central making a nice run here, picking up 6 points now in a row. Rosenquist drives it across, and the libero Harlow has to go off the side of her arm. Out of bounds it goes, and Adams Central will pick up the point. And we're going to get a timeout. Central City, 11-5 in the first set. We'll take a quick break. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Lady Bison timeout, trailing by six in the first set, 11-5, a good run for Adams Central. Coach O telling having to do a lot of scrambling in this lineup to get a good rally going, to try to keep a sense of normalcy and to make a rebuilding year out of this. Service from Rosenquist is over. Tough handles by the Bison, but the Central City team does get it over with. But Adams Central makes a nice recovery, and the ball bounces off the net, and out of bounds it goes. Adams Central now back where they left off now, except now with a 7-point lead. Lauren Rosenquist drives it across, picked up in the back row by Central City. Shot from the left side. It's Aubrey Lenz who gets it down, and then coming back in kind is Adams Central. Good play by Sarah Allen, the outside hitter at 5'7", climbed the ladder and nails one down, gets the point for the Patriots, up 13-5. Rosenquist drives it across, tips off the net. Harlow makes a nice dive for the Bison and gets it going. Brought right back, and here come the Patriots loading up in the center now. Shot's going to be over, blocked by the Bison. Bison defense now starting to come alive. Another block, good pickup. Central City hanging in there on the left side. Ripped down, covered, out of bounds on the return. Jordan Spear comes up big one more time for the Lady Bison and gets the point and gets the service back for Central City. That after a 7-point run for Adams Central. Service now back underway, brought over and down quickly. Good read by Sarah Allen. Found the open spot for the Patriots, drops it down, and Adams Central will get the ball back that quick. Up 14-6 here in the first set of the C-16 sub-district tournament at Grand Island High School. On the left side, the Bisons load up, drive it down. Good play by Sydney Niemeyer, keeps it going for the Patriots. Another big block by the right side of that front line for the Bisons. Tipped over. Patriots are just sending back three shots for the Bison, and that front line over there is just right there ready to do it. Tipped over one more time. Jordan Spear is there. Checked out. It's Tiffany Reimers that's given all kinds of grief to Adams Central in the middle. This one's going to sail over. Brought back down. Good reaction one more time by Tiffany Reimers, keeping it alive. Back set shot from Harlow. Patriots now on the right side, drop it in, and they went right between two Lady Bison defenders, and Adams Central will get it back. Up 15-6 now in set number one. Again, this is the first of three matches we'll be calling for you today. We'll tell you about the others here in a second. Right now, Emma Miller rocks one across for the Patriots. Back set now, and dinked over, covered by the Patriots, but in the net was Adams Central. Nessa Bowen had a good run on it and couldn't put the midair brakes on in time. We'll send the ball back over to Central City. Adams Central clings to a 15-7 lead. Heather Negus, coach from the Bison, rallying them. Service over from Kristen Benner. Patriots cover. Shot down the left side, gets inside by about a foot, but it was a hard shot from the back row from Rosenquist that gets the point, and Adams Central will get it back. 16, check that, they're going to give that to Central City. It's now 15-8, your score. The Lady Bison got the point. Into the net, the call. Out of bounds from Adams Central, and now three quick points put together for this Central City squad as they try to nibble into that lead, trailing now by 6, 15-9. Aubrey Lenz with the serve, rips it across, floats it in actually, covered by the Patriots. Tough shot right to the net from the set. And the Bison have it now in the middle. Quick shot now from Paige Center, and the Bison have some trouble getting it back and will turn it over to Adams Central. Now up 16-9 to serve Sarah Allen, 5'7", freshman, to Harlow on the Bison at the net, brought down, and the carry called on Adams Central, all set up by Paige Benner coming up with a shot for Central City. And the lead now is 6 for Adams Central. Ashley Campbell back in the ball game for Central City. She'll line up on the right side. Patriots now handle the serve in the middle. Quick shot launched down. Sydney Niemeyer got the rocket arm out, brings it down. The Patriots will get it back and have now stretched that lead to 7, 17-10 the score. Janessa Bowen running serve goes way out of bounds. And Central City will get it back. 17-11 back into the ballgame. Jordan Spears to the bench will go Molly Marish. Lining up now for service, Paige Benner on the left side, stands up, pops it across, back row shot, and it'll be a tough free ball for Adams Central. They're not going to be able to get it. Misplayed in the back row, and they couldn't get it back to the net to get it over in time. Central City picks up the point. Trailing now by 5 here in the first set. Benner brings it across, picked up in the back row by Kennedy. Pass over now to the left side and brought down right between. Sydney Niemeyer just made a good read and got it between Lady Bison, and will pick up the point, and it'll be 18. I got 18-12. We'll see if the score gets corrected on that. Shot is over, hard hit by Tara Kennedy. Bison battling along the net, somehow got it back into play, and it'll be 4 hits for Adams Central. So now, I don't know how it happened, but somehow the score got to 17-14. And I've got it being, it should be 18-13, but Central City now with the serve. Harlow right into the net one more time. Back to serve for Adams Central, Sydney Niemeyer. 18-14 says the scoreboard. Harlow, pass up, brought over quickly by Aubrey Lenz. On the left side, Patriots load up, rips it down. Good touch. Sarah Allen just made a nice play on it and brings it down, and now they've got the score, I think, corrected. 19-14. Niemeyer one more time, hammers this one deep into the back row, fielded by the Bison. Brought over now, free ball. Adams Central. Bumped up by Bolin. Pass over to the left side. Perfect combination. Sarah Allen got the perfect set and made the most of it. Rips it down with a hard right hand. And it's a 6-point Adams Central lead. 20-14, your score. Sydney Niemeyer will handle the duty. One more time. From the middle, she'll float this one across. Harlow has it bounce off high off her arm, but gets it to go. And makes a nice feed over to Jordan Spear, who just drops it in the open spot and gets the point for Central City. Bison hanging in there. 21-15 the score. Now they've got it corrected. Bison with the score, or with the serve, rather. Over on the right side, Emily Muench drives it across, hammered and fielded cleanly by Muench. But it was a big hammer by the Patriots, making the most of it. And here's another tough free ball for Adams Central, and they won't get to this one. And Central City will pick up the point. 21-16, your score. Lady Bison trying to battle their way back. They've trailed the entire match. Tied at only one time, and that was back at 1-1. Down by 5. Service is over. Patriots now rip it. Harlow makes a nice dive, but can't get it to play in her favor. She got a touch on it. Nice dig attempt. However, it sails out of bounds, and it'll be Adams Central now leading 22-16. Back to serve. Rosenquist drives it down the right side. This is going to go right up to the scoring table, and out of bounds it is. A serve for Adams Central. Lauren Rosenquist, 23-16. Do we have a timeout on the court? We do. Central City's going to take a timeout. We'll take a break as well. You're listening to High School Volleyball from the C16 sub-districts in Grand Island, where Adams Central's up 23-16. We're back right after this. It's High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m. Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball for the C16 sub-districts in Grand Island. Rob Austin with you. Got to give a shout-out to those of you listening online at KLIQFM.com. Got a listener all the way from California, Trent I. Logged on. Get used to that name, folks. You may be hearing that nice sometime. Very soon, we hope. More on that later. Back to work now. Adams Central digging and getting it across. Now it's the Lady Bison loading up. Harlow gives it a bump. It's a free ball to the libero. Now on the left side, right actually in the middle, brought down hard. Good fake. Emma Miller comes up for the Patriots and brings it down, and the Bison were all shifted over to the right side, and it was Miller in the middle that got it to go, and it's 24-16. Set point. Adams Central, Rosenquist, Harlow goes down deep to dig it. She would have had to get a shovel to go any deeper on it. Back now in the back row. Central City handles the free ball, trying now very hard to keep it from going over with. And the ball's going to go just in bounds, and Adams Central is going to take set number one. 25-16 is our score. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back with our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shop, and Sporting Goods. Plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film. Plus produces in-store print from wallets to 40 by 60 inch posters. 1115 West 2nd Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at AllensSuperstore.com.
With the You Get More Superstore, Allen's Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob with you as we are underway at the C16 Sub-District Tournament. At Grand Island High School, Adams Central taking the first set from the Central City Lady Bison, 25-16, in a bid to try to get to the second round of the sub-districts, where the winner will face top seed Grand Island Central Catholic, who brings in a 29-0 record. Tops in C1, Grand Island Central Catholic, and they'll be waiting in the wings here shortly. That'll actually be our third game of our triple header tonight. Coming up at the conclusion of this match, it'll be second seed Hastings St. Cecilia at 22-9, taking on St. Paul, the number three seed, with a record of 20-9. So a big match, good match coming up to follow this one. Adams Central or Central City, whoever comes out on top, will get a one-match rest before they come back and take on Grand Island Central Catholic. St. Paul team now has arrived and are making their way back into the locker room. Just about ready to get back to work here on your Allens of Hastings Mid-Set Prank, brought to you by Allen, so you get more Superstore on West 2nd Street in Hastings. Did mention a lot of folks tuning in online. Glad to have you on board as well. It's a great opportunity. We're earlier in the day than we normally are, so listening online, a good option. If you know somebody that would like to catch the broadcast, let them know. KLIQFM.com is where we're at, as well as 94.5. Second set action about to get underway. Central City will have the serve. They're down 1-0 in a tournament that would be the end of someone's season and a glimmer of hope for another. It's all about time at this level. Back to serve for Central City will be Lindsey Butt. Freshman lines up. We're underway in set number two. She rockets one across. It's going to be just tipped over, and Harlow's going to be there to pick up a very tough play for Central City, keeping it alive. Here's the Patriots now from the back row and leaning back just out of position with Sarah Allen. 5'7 freshman had the set right behind her and just couldn't adjust in midair enough to get it. So Central City picks up their first lead of the afternoon. Service just out of bounds from Lindsey Butt, and Adams Central right back in it, tied up at one after taking the first set by 9. Service from Janessa Boland, covered by Harlow, the libero. Sent over. Hard shot. Caught the Patriots flat-footed. They thought she was just going to go for a free ball, but Jordan Spear from that back row ripped one down the line, and the Patriots were flat-footed on that one. Bison come back. Paige Benner to serve now. Lines up on the left side. Steps up, drives it across. Backpedaling to pick it up with Kara Kennedy. She's got it, and in for the kill was Sydney Niemeyer, but Niemeyer misplayed it slightly, sends it into the net, and Central City now enjoying a 2-point lead. Picked up back row, the serve from handled by Allen. Another shot on the left side, just out of bounds from Central City. Paige Benner, something between a second row kill and a dink, but it went out of bounds. Bison line up, service from Tara Kennedy. Kennedy's shot is on target. Covered down the left side. Bison go up. Good block at the net. Lauren Rosenquist got a piece of it. One more shot, and they go right back at it. The Bison went right back at it, this time sneaking through between Niemeyer and Miller. And Central City will get it back. Up 4-2. Shot from Harlow. In the middle, dinked over, runs along the net, played nicely by Ashley Campbell. Back free ball now for Adams Central. They'll line up on the right side. Good swing around. Good move. Lauren Rosenquist just kind of slipped around the back, swung around on the right side, and drops it down right down the line. Picked up the point. Adams Central now down by 1. 3-4 is the score. Free ball goes back, covered by the Patriots. Now on the left side, sent over a free ball from Sarah Allen. Out of position to make a kill, she just dinks it over. Wise call. Now the Patriots load up. Pushed over, almost a double hit. Back set, dinked over, covered by Allen and the Patriots. They're working now against that right side of that Bison second row. So Jill Hotel and Coach must have seen something. They're making Harlow work back there. On the left side, the Bison come back. Good shot, but more defense. Bison with the ball. Blocked partially at the net, but Rosenquist couldn't get it over. And it runs down the net and drops in Adams Central territory. So Central City picks up the point and a 2-point lead as well. It's 5-3. Back to serve will be Michaela Wiltusen, sophomore. Jump serve, floats it across, picked up in the back row by the Patriots. Ripped down in the middle. Quick shot off the set. Brought down between defenders now. The Patriots pick it up. And a quick shot on the right side. Emma Miller was right there. Splits the gap, gets the point. Adam Central right back in this now. Trailing by one here in the second set. Patriots line up now on the right side. It'll be Lauren Rosenquist to serve. She rears back, pops it across into the net. Didn't get the roll, and it bounces back down. And Central City will get it back along with it. That two-point lead into serve now. Molly Marish will come in off the bench for Central City. She leans back, pops it across, right down the line, out of bounds, the call. So Adam Central will get it back. Still down by one, 5-6. Emma Miller, 5'8 sophomore, big part of Coach O'Telling's rebuilding. Walks it up, pops it across, right into the net it goes, and the Patriots just can't sustain a serve. They had a good rally of seven straight points before in the first set and can't put two together now. Central City now back to serve. Aubrey Lenz, freshman. Good shot by the Bison. It was just barely dinked over by the Patriots, and the Bison were sitting there waiting for it right in that front line. I think it was Emily Munch that got it. We'll see. But Central City now back with the ball along with it, that 8-5 lead. Whistle blows into the net. Go Central City. So Adam Central will get back in, and now trailing by two, 8-6 to serve will be Sarah Allen. 5-7 freshman on the right third. Drives it across. Knuckler picked up by the Bison in the middle, brought down. Good shot by Paige Benner. The Patriots were there to cover. Now the pass to the Bison as they work to get it across. Looking for that open spot. Janessa Boland was there to cover for the Patriots. Pass now from the Bison. Hammered and picked up. Here come the Patriots. Harlow to the Bison now. Harlow makes the pass. Brought down, and I think we got a touch. We did. Tara Kennedy got a piece of a ball that was going to go out of bounds and could not make the play. So the point will go to Central City. The serve comes back. 9-6, the 3-point Central City lead. To serve, Lindsay Butt winds back, drives to the cross, covered in the back row. Nice touch by the Patriots. They'll load up, back set on the right side. Hammer down, but going up to get it was Tiffany Reimers and Paige Benner. Both of them teamed up for the block and get the point for Central City. They're up 10-6. Your score, we've got a timeout from Coach O'Telling and Adam Central. You're listening to High School Volleyball. 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drugs and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back in Grand Island for the C-16 Sub-District Tournament, two teams with four wins on the season vying for a shot to take on Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be match number three in our triple header. On the Breeze, Central City has the lead now, 10-6. Back to serve will be Lindsay Butch. She'll pick up right where she left off. Ripped one across. Patriots cover. Sent back. Harlow on the Bison. Makes the pass up front. Down the left side. Brought down by Tiffany Reimers. Patriots were there. Answer back. Good shot. Good effort by Tara Kennedy. But Kennedy watches it come right back, and it's off her arm. And the point will belong to Central City now, who built a 5-point lead. 11-6, your score in set number two. Adam Central took the first set by 9, 25-16. Patriots now battling back on the left side. Pushed across, spinning off the back, the fingers. of the Patriots. They'll send back the free ball, and now it'll be the Bison coming back. Ripped down by the Patriots. Up front, shot comes down from Paige Benner. Patriots there to cover on the left side. Kennedy goes up, gets the shot, gets the roll, through the block, and down it goes. And Adams Central will pick up the point. 11-7, Patriots with ball to serve. Janessa Boland, 5'4", senior, brings it across. Harlow can't handle it, got an eight serve from Janessa Boland. And the Patriots now find themselves down by three when they trailed by as many as five. Service one more time. Back set. Bison get it. Good block at the net. Rosenquist and Niemeyer were there. Niemeyer winds up through the block, and the Patriots, or the Bison rather, will give chase, and the Patriots will pick up the point, cut the lead down to two here in the second set now. Time out. Adams Central? Nope. Not a timeout. Just came out to talk, Coach Hotelli. Patriots still with the ball. Janessa Boland with the serve. Patriots now, or the Bison rather, are four deep on the hard service from Janessa Boland. She'll wind up, bring it across. Harlow gets it, brings it up. Pass over now in the middle. Blocked at the net. Good job by Lauren Rosenquist for the Patriots. Sydney Niemeyer in on it. Gets it to go. And now Adams Central has battled back to be within one. They can tie it right here. Boland serves on the left side. Bison load up. Run along the net. Good play by Niemeyer. Shot is up. And the Bison are lucky to get the free ball over. Good play by Central City. But it's going to be short-lived as a rocket comes down from Rosenquist. And we are knotted up at 11. Patriots were down by 6 to battle back to tie it up and can take the lead right here on the hands of Janessa Boland. She'll bring it across. Bison now in the middle, touched over. There to come up with Niemeyer. Bison now. Pass from Melcher. Backhanded shot back over. Patriots did well to keep that in play. Free ball now as Adams Central works the right side. Off the block, down to get it. Good play by Mackenzie Melcher of Central City. Patriots now scramble. The ball's going to bounce just out of bounds. So Central City will get it back and will regain the lead now by one. 12-11. Substitution now as Jordan Spear comes back in for Molly Maresch. She'll line up on the left side, the front row for Central City, awaiting the service from Paige Benner. Benner drives it across from the left side. Passed over now. And ripped out of bounds. Sydney Niemeyer got a little too much underneath it. The ball goes out of bounds. And Central City now stretches their lead to two. 13-11 back in the ballgame for Adams Central. Anna Queen, 5'4 sophomore, lines up. They're four deep. On the service from Spear, Archeka, the service from Paige Benner. Central City gets the big kill and has regained the momentum in the match. Now up by three. Service from Benner, handled by the Patriots. Now pass up in the back row and trying to get underneath it for the Patriots was Rosenquist, but your turn was, the timing was off just a little bit. And it's a four-point Central City lead. Shot is out of bounds. And Adams Central will get the point. Three-point lead being cut into now by Adams Central. Service from Anna Queen on the left side. Ripping it down. Good angle shot by Jordan Spear. And then brought right back in kind by Adams Central. Shot is up, back row, good cover by Sarah Allen. On the left side, Niemeyer lets it go over the block and drops it down. Point Adams Central, and they're battling back now. Down by two. 15-13 your score. Queen to serve on the right third. Drives it across. In the middle, dropped over, good play by Campbell. Her shot was covered. Over the net's going to be the call for Central City. Jordan Spear had a quizzical look on her face, but she brought the ball over. And Adams Central, one more time, can tie this up 15-14. Queen's shot is over. On the right side, brought down and into the net are the Patriots. It was a great shot by Tiffany Reimer, so Central City will still get the point. And with it, a two-point lead now, 16-14. Service from Jamie Harlow. Bison now load up on the left side, right into the block. A hard shot from Jordan Spear was met by a wall of Lauren Rosenquist and Emma Miller. And it'll be batted right back. And here we go, Adams Central knocking on the door one more time, trying to tie it up. Service from Niemeyer. Bison load up. Hard shot by Tiffany, or by Jordan Spear. We'll get the point for the Lady Bison. Faster. 17-15, your score in favor of the Bison with the serve now. Michaela Wilfusen. Her shot is over. Patriots will have to send back a free ball. There we go. Covering it are the Bison now on the left side. Hard shot ripped down by Jordan Spear. There to cover was Bailey Parr, the libero for Adams Central. On the left side now, Patriots bring it down. Sarah Allen gets it. Bison will send it back. Free ball. Parr makes the pass to Bolin. Bolin feeds a good shot in the middle, right into the hands of Lauren Rosenquist, who right down the middle of the Bison backdoor gets it. The drop gets the point and gets Adams Central within 1 point, 17-16 your score. Adams Central trying to tie it up one more time. Back to serve. Shot is over from Rosenquist. Bison in the middle. Spear gets it to go, but it's batted right back by Emma Miller. And just out of bounds on the return from Adams Central gives the point to Central City. So once again, the Patriots are denied a tie. And Central City will have the ball up by two, 18-16 here in the first set, or the second set, rather. First set won by Adams Central. Spin off the net, and the Patriots were trying to get a free ball back off a missed hit, and they couldn't get it to go. We're going to get a timeout for Adams Central. 19-16, your score in set number two in favor of Central City of High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
19-16, your score. Central City trying to even things up against Adams Central in the second set now. Three-point lead, Central City with the serve. Three deep on the service from Molly Maresch. Covered by the Patriots. Hard shot fielded by Allen. Harlow gets it. They come back from the back row, and Central City brings it across, and it looked like for a second that the Patriots were just a tad flat-footed. 20-16 is our score. Adams Central back to receive. Parr, pass up to the right side in the middle, pushed over by Allen. Bison now load up in the middle, set back, free ball. Parr, pushed from Bolin on the left side. Emma Miller gets it to go, but the Bison cover in the back row, and then responding right back, Aubrey Lenz just got a rip down. Lenz picks up the kill, and it's a 21-16 second set. Molly Maresch serves it, dinked over, and there to cover it was Maresch, wisely filling in that position. Patriots now try to get it to go on the left side. Sarah Allen ran the length of the net, but couldn't get the roll, and the point will go to the Lady Bison, 22-16. Three times, Adams Central's had the opportunity to tie this up, a match they've not led, a set they've not led, rather. Par for Adam Central brings it across. Now it's the Bison loading up. Parr, pass to Boland. Back row shot, smashed down. Rosenquist steps up big and gets the point. Adam Central not going down without a little bit of a battle. 22-17, your score. Patriots trail. Emma Miller, 5'8 sophomore to serve. She's on the left third of the service line. She steps up, drives this one across. Tough serve. Down it goes. Eight serve from Emma Miller, as that was a tough one to play. And it's 22-18. Patriots trying for a rally. Emma Miller back to serve. She'll step up, drive this one right into the net, under the net, actually. And Central City now 2 points away from evening up the set to serve. Aubrey Lynn lines up on the right side. Her shot drives. Patriots there to cover. Dinked over. Good cover by Mackenzie Melcher, and into the net go the Bison. So Central City gives up the point. 23-19. Patriots down by four. Got a little bit of a substitution here now. Tara Kennedy back in the ball game. Anna Queen will head to the bench to serve Sarah Allen. She'll wind up just off the net, and down it goes for the eighth, an unlikely eighth. 23-20. Timeout, Central City. Coach Heather Negus wants to talk about it. 23-20, your score in the second set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQ-FM.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Back to action now. Adam Central trying to get a rally together. Have put 2 points together. Trail by three. On the left side, the Bison bring it down. Covered by the Patriots. Pass from Boland. Back set. Pushed over. Here's the Bison now in the middle. Hard shot. Blocked. Paige Benner got a piece of it, but it was blocked by the Patriots. Now a battle at the net, and a carry is going to be called on Central City. And Adam Central now down by two, 23-21. Shot is over. It's playable. Bison handle it. Middle set. Hard shot. Going up for it was Paige Benner. Patriots cover from the back row. Hard smash. Too much, too little, out of bounds from Lauren Rosenquist. And it'll be set point for the Bison. Set point is up. Back to serve. Mackenzie Melcher goes right into the net. And Adam Central dodges a little bit of a bullet. Still set point, but Adam Central controls the serve. Janessa Boland to serve. She can put a few serves together. Her shot is up. Bison cover on the left side. Shot partially blocked. Good read by Campbell to stay in there. And with it, as the Patriots now want to scramble, send back the free ball for the Bison now. Pass over from Melcher. Lines up. Down it goes. Game and set to Central City. And the Bison pick up the point. Central City even things up. 25-22 is your score as we wrap up set number two. We'll go to the third set. Coming right up, you're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Rob Austin with you. for the C1 six sub-districts. First set in the books went to Adam Central 25-16. Second set, Central City comes back. And despite Adam Central trying to rally to get back into it, they come up short, and Central City evens things up 25-22 with the second set. The winner of this match will head to the locker room where they'll get a break. Because up next will be our second match in this triple header. St. Paul taking on Hastings St. Cecilia, warming up in the wings. That should come your way at about 6 o'clock. And then the third set, the winner of this match will take on, or the third match rather, the winner of this one will take on Grand Island Central Catholic at roughly 7:30. So full schedule on tap. We do have Brent McGowan from the Hastings Tribune that's going to come by and have a chat with us in between sets here as we get ready for the next match. But we've got to get through this set first. Adam Central and Central City. Both teams have won, but four games each on this season in the rebuilding year for both of these squads. Showing some spark, but I'll tell you, you're going to have to play not only a near-perfect match to beat Grand Island Central Catholic, but Central Catholic's going to have problems as well. So you'll need help all the way around. But these squads now trying to get it going. Third set back underway as we wrap up our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. Adam Central with the serve, covered by the Bison now. It's the Patriots loading up in the middle. Hard shot down. Rosenquist gets the final roll on it. And the Bison were diving all over the place to track it down, but Adam Central will pick up the point, 1-0. Janessa Bullen running, jump serve, just tips the net. Well played by Jordan Spear, and it's brought back quick. Good shot by Ashley Campbell. Now it's the Patriots sending it across for the free ball. Pass over to the right side. Campbell one more time, gets it to go, bumped up, and tipped over at the net by Lauren Rosenquist. And Rosenquist will get the point and get the Patriots up by 2-0 here in the third set. Bolin, running jump serve, got way underneath it. Hit Tara Kennedy right in the backside. And will give up the point. Central City now with the serve. Picked up by the Patriots, pushed over in the middle. Rosenquist rips it down. Harlow dives for it, can't get it. Well-placed ball by Adam Central, and they'll get the service back. Up by 2. 3-1 is your score. Tara Kennedy to serve for Adam Central. On the right side, she'll rip it across. Good serve. Bison cover. Now they'll have to send it back. Free ball from Jordan Spear. In the middle, Rosenquist winds up one more time and gets a little too far behind it. And Adam Central turns it over. Lady Bison trail by 1 here in set number 3, 3-2. Aubrey Lenz in the ballgame for Central City to serve Jamie Harlow, the libero. She floats it across. Back row picked up by Kennedy. Pass now over the right side. Blocked by the Bison as the Patriots try to get it going. They'll load up now. They'll switch sides to the left side and get a little bit of help. It's a free ball sent back by the Bison. In the middle this time, if Miller makes a nice feed to the Bison, ripped down by Jordan Spear with the Patriots covered. Now it's the Bison with the ball on the left side. Here's Spear one more time off the block. Miller got just enough of it. Rosenquist tips it over. Harlow for the Bison has it. Bison send it down. Nice shot in the middle. Good play by Aubrey Lenz. And we're going to be tied up here at 3 in set number 3. Jamie Harlow, senior, libero, sends it across. Battle at the net, and a carry is going to be called on Adam Central. So Lady Bison will pick up their first lead of set number 3. Harlow knuckles this one across. Farr has it. Now it's going to be a free ball. It's going to be sent back by Sarah Allen. Here are the Bison in the middle, well timed, nice shot, good coverage by Bolin. Chapman, Campbell rather, gets it on the right side and gets a little too much of it. Out of bounds it went, and we're going to be tied up at four. Niemeyer drives this one across. Harlow for the Bison has now in the middle, just about out of position with Spear. She was rolling to her right. The set was in the middle. And it's brought back by Emma Miller with some authority. It's Emma Miller. Rockets one down and gets the point for Adams Central off a perfect pump pass. 5-4. Adams Central on top. Niemeyer steps up, floats it across. Harlow climbs underneath it. Nice shot by Spear. The return went back just out of bounds, so the Bison will pick up the point and will be tied back at 5. Michaela Wilsusen throws it up, rumps it across, par. Pass right up front, perfectly set, but for the wrong side. Par shot at Jordan Spear. Spear gets the kill and gets the point. For Central City, they're up by one now, 6-5. Wilsusen jumps it up, just into the net it goes. And we're going to be tied up at 6. Here come the Patriots. Rosenquist will handle service for Adams Central. First shot spirals over. Back row picked up by the Bison. Hard shot on the right side by Jordan Spear. And Spear makes it count as the ball goes flying out of bounds, but not before settling in Bison territory. So the point goes to Central City, 7-6 your score. Hard shot, very good serve by Molly Maresch. And Maresch will get a second shot at it as the point drops in Adams Central territory. 2 points, Central City lead. Maresch rips one down the line, just out of bounds. She's got a lot of speed on that ball, Maresch does, but the shot out of bounds. So Bailey Parr will step in for service for Adams Central as the Patriots try to get back on their winning ways. Shot over, good play by Fenner. Fenner passes over to Lenz. Lenz sends it over, Parr. Back row pass to Niemeyer. Niemeyer will send it up front. Going to be just tipped over. Battle at the drill, or at the net, rather. Tara Kennedy will come out on top of that for the Patriots. Still battling. Good pass over on the right side. Into the net's going to be the call. Too much momentum from Sarah Allen. She would have got the point, but could not stay out of the net. So it's a 9-7. Third set. Lenz continues the service for Central City. She has a very hard serve. This one just kind of floats in, and at the net, it's going to have to be tipped over. Bison now, another battle at the net, and unable to get it over was Paige Benner for the Lady Bison. And Adams Central will get it back, trailing by one, 8-9. Sarah Allen to serve. She'll wind up, float this one across, covered by Maresch. Harlow. Maresch will send over the free ball. Here comes Adams Central now. In the middle, winding up, just getting enough of it. Good effort, and a carry is going to be called on the Bison. But Sydney Niemeyer got just enough on it to make the touch and get the point. We're going to be tied up at 9. Shot from Allen. Harlow brought back into the field of play by the Bison. Cross court it goes from Tara Kennedy. Is no good, and at the net, the Patriots have a little bit of problem bringing it off the net, and it drops out of bounds, so the point goes to Central City, along with it, the lead, 10-9. Adams Central had a 3-1 lead, and now Central City brings it back and gets the point, and will pick up another one at the net here, too, up by 2. Adams Central lead was 2 at the beginning of this match. This set, rather. Service from Melcher goes right into the net, and Adams Central is going to get it back. Still trailing by 1. Janessa Bolin fires it across. Arlo passes up front to Melcher. Melcher makes a good feed on the right side to the Bison. Digging in deep. Melcher to Benner. Patriots now on the right side and not getting enough of it. Derek Kennedy went up, had a good angle, but not enough on the ball as it doesn't clear the net. And Central City back to a 2-point lead. Paige Benner to serve for Central City. She lines up on the left side. Shot is up. It goes deep, covered by the Patriots. Good feed on the return, as the return was just a little too deep, and the Bison were up there. And Jordan Spear gets the kill and the point and a 3-point lead for Central City. Shot is up, covered by Allen. She'll make the pass. Now Rosenquist gets it to go. Here's the Bison loading up. In the middle, Harlow sends it across. Free ball. Pass up from Bolin. Over to Kennedy. Batted right back, and here come the Patriots one more time. Harlow for the Bison has it. Pass over to the left side. Spear rips one far dive support for the Patriots, but can't come up with it. Point goes to Central City. 14-10, timeout. Adams Central, you're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Central City trying to take this third and pivotal set up 14-10 against Adams Central. Central City with the service. The Bison line up. It's Jamie Harlow's serve. She brings it across. Going back to get it was Allen. Pass to Bolin. Blocked at the net by the Bison as Rosenquist tried to get it to go. On the left side, dinked over. There to cover again is Tara Kennedy. She'll pass over to the left side. Brought down. Good coverage by the Bison. Heads up play by Paige Benner. On the left side, the Patriots rip it down. A carry's going to be called, but a hard shot from Cindy Niemeyer. 14-11. Your score. Tara Kennedy back to serve for the Patriots. Her shot. Ripped across, covered by Spear, and Spear's pass catches the setter off guard. As Mackenzie Melcher couldn't get underneath it, so the point will go to the Patriots. Down by 2. Kennedy drives it across. Nice speed, and it's going to be no carry call. And finally, the Patriots get a break. It looked like it was going to be a carry call on the Bison, but they didn't. No call, no whistle, but Adams Central comes up anyway. 13-12. Service from Kennedy. Bison now send back the free ball from Campbell. Boland's pass on the right side. Rosenquist into the block. Batted right back. Patriots will send it over free ball. Here's the Bison now. Pass from Campbell to the left side off the block. Jordan Spear got a piece of it. 15-13 now, Central City by 2. Harlow continues the serve. Here's her shot. Right on the money. Allen has it. Tip to Rosenquist, played by Campbell of the Bison. On the left side, double hit's going to be called on Central City. So Adams Central will get it back down by 1. Niemeyer lines up on the right side, fires it across. Harlow goes down to get it, sends it right into the net. Over the net, it's going to be a call on Adams Central and against Sarah Allen with the question. So Central City will get the ball. Trying to work in a substitution now. They'll try to rotate Harlow out, I believe. Check that. They're not. They're going to get in Michaela Wilfusen to serve, and to the bench will go Ashley Campbell. 16-14, Central City on top, set number three, all even at one set apiece. Adams Central, three back. Shot is up, too deep, ace serve from Wilfusen. 17-14 now. Wilfusen back to pass one more time. The freshman runs up, jump serve, gets it to go. Covered by the Patriots. Rosenquist on the right side. Drives one down and gets the bounce off the kill and the point as well. Adam Central will have it. Trailing by two. 17-15. Ball now in the hands of Lauren Rosenquist. Three deep on Rosenquist. Hard serve. Harlow plays it nicely. Pushed over. There to cover was Boland. Pass now from Miller. Free ball Bison on the left side. Hard shot. Spear goes up to get it. Boland makes the pass to Rosenquist. Rosenquist sends it across. Miller handles for it. Or check that. Harlow handles it for the Bison. Battle at the net. Ball's bouncing around. Somehow Central City got it over. And Coach Oskelling wanted a double hit, and they didn't get the call. They didn't get the call, so Central City will get the point. Check that. Nope. They're going back to Adams Central. That's why Coach Oskelling not screaming so much. Down by one. Adams Central can tie it right here. 17-16 to score. Tipped over. No one there. Asleep in the back row was Rosenquist. And Central City caught, got the point, and now a two-point lead, 18-16. On the left side, Jordan Spear drives it across, pushed over. Bison now on the left side, shot from Lenz, goes in, gets the point. 19-16 the score, Central City. Gets it back, puts 2 points together. Spear, senior. Outside hitter, drives it across. Hard shot, well played by Niemeyer. Rosenquist from the back row, can't get the roll over the net, runs along, down it goes. And the point goes to Central City now, who's built up a 20-16 lead. That's enough for Coach Oskelling. He wants the timeout. 2016-year score, Adams Central down in set number three. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue. Rivals Bar and Grill, fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings, open every day at 11 a.m.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Central City now with the serve and a four-point lead in set number three. Shot is up. Patriots cover. Big block at the net. Good job by the Bison to keep it going. Another big block. Well, a way to hang in there from Paige Benner. Her and Mackenzie Melcher put up a nice wall. Now it's the Bison loading up on the left side. Lenz fires it across. Stepping up was Rosenquist from Boland now. The pass to Miller. Miller sends it across. Bison there to cover. Hard shot. Diving is far for the Patriots, and they won't get it. Point will go to Central City, and the Lady Bison are putting it together when they need to. Up by five, 21-16. Hard shot way out of bounds from Jordan Spear, and Adams Central will get it back. 21-17 the score. A reminder, St. Paul and Hastings St. Cecilia will be coming up at the conclusion of this match. But we've got third set action going on right now. We're tied up at one. Here's the Bison now. shot over and out of bounds. Trying to get a touch on it was Paige Benner, and into the net is going to be a call. Net violation. So the Bison will get it back and stretch their lead now to 5-22-17. Back to serve. Lenz lets it go. Covered by Rosenquist. Back set from Boland. Driven down and into the net from Sarah Allen. And Central City has very quietly started to pull away here in this match. 23-17. Nope, shot over Rosenquist. Boland back to Rosenquist. Into the net it goes, and Rosenquist just can't find the groove. Set point for Central City. Aubrey Lenz winds up, drives it across, covered. And the Central City Bison are going to get it as it dropped right between Patriots defenders. 25-17 is your final in set number three. They take a 2-1 lead. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Fourth set action coming up on your Allens of Hastings halftime or mid-set break. We've got to get our sports right. We've got all kinds of sports coming your way in a very action-filled week right here on the Breeze. Besides Class C-16 sub-districts, two more matches in the wings for us in the sub-districts. We'll have the district finals. Or check that. We'll have the sub-district final tomorrow. And then on Wednesday, we've got football and maybe the district finals on Friday in a schedule that has not been released yet. Over in C-19 on our sister station, Doug Duda has the Gibbon and Centennial matchup, 26-24 in the first set. Gibbon takes the second set, 25-19. So that game being played on 98.9, Classic Hits, KKPR. Right here, we're about to enter our fourth set. Central City on top, 2-1. Fourth set action coming. Must win for Adams Central, obviously. Winner of this will play Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be our third match of the afternoon. That should come our way at about 7:30 tonight, and we're going to be probably a little bit late getting started with our next match, and that'll be St. Paul and St. Cecilia. Warming up in a very nice gym here at Grand Island High School, home of the Islanders, gracious hosts of our C-16 sub-district. Coach O'Telling trying to rally the Patriots and keep them from playing their last set of the year. Back to work here. We're going to be going. Adams Central will have the service. Lining up back there, Janessa Boland. 5-4 senior should have the service, as will be ready to get back into fourth set action here. Count is being made. Adams Central will be serving from right to left. Bison trying to put it away and get a shot at Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:30 tonight. Just trying to settle up some scores here. Centennial now 25-13 in the third set, taking a 2-1 lead over Gibbon over on our sister station. They're getting everything all sorted out. And I stand corrected. It'll be Central City with the service. Mackenzie Melcher gets it going. Hard shot into the back row, fielded by Allen. Pass up front, pushed over by Niemeyer. Here's the Bison now. Miller pushed over by Niemeyer again. Here's Campbell on the left side. Reimers lets it go. Ball's going to land out of bounds. Adam Central will get things started off with the lead. Now Sarah Boland, or Janessa Boland, will step up. Her service handled by the Bison. Shot over in the middle. Covered by Miller. Pass from Allen. Sent over by Rosenquist. Free ball. Here's the Bison with it. Just dinked over. Covered by the Patriots. And a little bit of difficulty for Central City getting a wrap on it. And Adam Central will go up 2-0. Fourth set action. Boland's shot is no good. Into the net it goes. And it's 2-1 at Central City now. We'll get a shot at it. Paige Benner from the left side rips it across, fielded by Allen. Boland with the shot. Paige Rosenquist is batted right back by the Bison. Buffalo, or the Bison now, load up down the left side. Parr makes a shot at it. It'll be a free ball. Good play by Adam Central to keep this rally going. Campbell touches it over. Another free ball for the Patriots. Boland back set. Push over to the right side. Fired by Kennedy, but it's covered by the Bison. Running up on it was Jordan Spear of the Bison. Her shot's going to be too far, too long. It'll be a 3-1. Adam Central leads. Kennedy lines up to serve, brings it across. Campbell picks it up now for the Bison. Here's the Patriots loading up. Hard shot by Niemeyer. It's covered by the Bison. Rosenquist to Boland. Back to Rosenquist. Into the block and straight down it goes. And Central City can't get the handle on it. Adam Central picks up a 3-point lead, 4-1, in this fourth set. Kennedy fires it across. This one's going to go wide outside to the near side of the court here. And Central City will get the service back, trailing by two. Back to serve, Jamie Harlow, senior. Libero from the middle brings it across. Allen to Rosenquist now. One more time. Boland now works the left side to Miller. Miller gets it to go. It's going to be covered by Melcher. Melcher makes a good feed on the line, just out of bounds. Spear. And Adam Central will get it back and will stretch their lead now to 3-5-2. Niemeyer down the line. In it's the call. Ace serve. Niemeyer just got enough of that line to get the point. 6-2, Adam Central on top. Niemeyer continues service right from the middle. Walks into it, drives it across, played just out of bounds. Central City can't get it off of Jordan Spear. And the Lady Bison will keep the rally going for Adam Central. Niemeyer's hard shot. Harlow has it, but it's a good feed for the Patriots. Stepping up on it with Sarah Allen. Gets the dink into the net. Goes Central City. Timeout. Heather Negus wants to talk about it for Central City. 8-2 is our score in the fourth set. Adam Central on top. It's high school volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
8-2, Adams Central on a rally. Sydney Niemeyer, as the hot serve for the Patriots, drives this one right into the net. Good call on the timeout for Central City as it brings an end to Adams Central's four-point rally. Your score. Bison trying to get a play out of it, but it was a hard shot on the right side from Tara Kennedy to set it up for the Patriots. And Adams Central will get the service back up by 6-9-3. Lauren Rosenquist drives it across, almost out of bounds it goes. A serve. Substitution now for Central City. Back into the contest, Emily Munich. Service continues for Rosenquist, now up by 7, 10-3. Rosenquist leans back, pops it across. Set from Melcher, drives it down. Good effort. Jordan Spear got a good shot on it and gets the kill. 6-point deficit for the Lady Bison to serve Jordan Spear. If a hot hand continues, she'll drive it across. Saddle. Allen makes a nice pass to Miller. Miller steps up, drives it down, and gets the point back for the Patriots. And the lead, once again, is 7 for Adams Central. Bailey Parr, libero for Adams Central, back to serve right in the middle of the service line. Locks up. Drives it across. It's deep, but it's covered by Molly Maresch. Patriots now on defense, trying to get it across. Battle at the net, and Sarah Allen thought it was going to go over, but it did not. She went up for the block, and the ball bounced right in front of her. And it's 11-5. Central City trying to battle back. Aubrey Lynn fires it across, gets a roll just off the net. Patriots made a nice job. Hard shot from Paige Benner. Patriots got a partial block on it, and the rally continues. Patriots now with the ball, and into the net's going to be the call on the Bison. So Adams Central will get it back. The lead once again, 7. Sarah Allen, 5'7", freshman, drives it across. In the middle. Shot finally. No, not going to go. It's going to be out of bounds. It looked like Paige Benner was going to get enough of it to get it inside, but it is just outside the line. And Adams Central now by 8. 13-5 the score. Bison lead 2-1, but Adams Central trying to tie things up and force and decisive set. 14-5 as the Patriots pick up another one in the net. Shot driven over by Sarah Allen. Good adjustment underneath by the Bison. Keeps the ball in play. Paige Benner couldn't get the big shot on it, but she got enough on it to get it over. One more time. This time she'll drive it across. Back to get it, Sarah Allen to Boland. To Kennedy. Kennedy's shot's going to be carried, they say. Into the net it went anyway. So it'll be 14-6. Central City down by 8. Mackenzie Melcher drives it across. Back set now for the Patriots. Ripped down the right side. Flipping in behind there from Niemeyer off the swing. Gets it to go. And gets the point for Adams Central. 15-6 our score. Adams Central not ready to call it a season yet. Service is up. Patriots now with the ball. Rosenquist has it back. Good job by Ashley Campbell for the Bison to keep that alive. And now it's Central City loading up on the left side. Punch down, covered by Bailey Parr. Parr makes the pass up front. Hard shot from Niemeyer. The Bison now go on offense and on the left side and unable to get a good handle on it. Jamie Knight couldn't quite get it. For Central City, 16-6 our score. Service 8 from Janessa Boland. Janessa Boland racking up the points for Adams Central, so much so that Coach Heather Nagus of Central City wants to take a quick timeout and talk about it. It's a 9-point lead for Adams Central in the fourth set. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gaspin Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gaspin Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gaspin Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School, home of the C-16 sub-district. 17-6 our score here. We're in the fourth set between Adams Central and Central City, two teams that collectively managed 8 wins on the season. They're fighting to see who's going to take on Grand Island Central Catholic in the third game this evening. Adams Central service from Boland goes into the net, turns it over. Central City will pick it up. 17-7 the score. Back to serve for the Bison, Paige Benner on the left side. She'll drive it across, picked up by Allen. Allen's pass to Boland. Boland in the middle to Rosenquist, got the hit, and a good diving effort by the Bison keeps this ball alive. Rosenquist tips over there to cover with Campbell. Pass back, and second row shot is no good. Benner right into the net. Sophomore can't quite get the handle on it, and it's 18-7. Service goes to the Patriots. An 11-point lead with it. Tara Kennedy's shot is over. Spear's there to cover for the Bison. Right back to Spear. Rips it through the block. Down to the court it goes. Kill. Jordan Spear and the Bison are back in business. Down by 18-8. It'll be Jamie Harlow to serve, the senior libero. On the middle shot. Sends it across. Miller brings it down for the Patriots, finds open ground, and gets the point for Adams Central. 19-8. Patriots digging deep, trying to put this one away in short order and get ready for a fifth set. Service return is no good from the Bison, so the Patriots pick up the point and stretch that lead now 20-8. Sydney Niemeyer walks it up in the middle, drives it across. Bison back to cover. Set pushed up by Melcher. Good feed on the left side to Aubrey Lenz. Lenz makes it count, gets the point, gets it right back into the hands of the Bison now. 29, your score. 20-9. Emily Munch, Jr., takes over the serve for the Lady Bison on the right side. She steps into it right into the net. It goes, and it goes right back to Adams Central, and it looks like we're going to be going back to a fifth set. Sydney Niemeyer lines it up. Harlow goes down to get it for the Bison. Quickly pushed back. Rosenquist there to cover to Boland. In the middle now. Miller gets it to go over the net, through the block, down to the court. It goes point. Adams Central. 22-9 is our score. Back into the ballgame now. Michaela Wilfusen jumps into the back row. Service now coming from Rosenquist. Rosenquist all alone in the back row. Passes to Boland. To Miller. Miller dinks it over right in between. Diving up to get it and coming up short where the Bison was Paige Benner. Point will go to Adams Central. 23-9. Patriots 4-0 here in the fourth set. Rosenquist's shot goes over. Harlow sends it right back. Parr's there to cover for the Patriots. On the left side, Allen gets it to go. Harlow there in the back row one more time. Spear goes up for the Bison. Down it goes, and out of bounds the call. So Adam Central will get the point. It's set point now for the Patriots, 24-9. Service is up. Arlo covers for the Bison. Pass up front to Melcher, and they're going to get just enough on it. A good touch by Jordan Spear. Patriots made a dive at it. Still set point now, 24-10 to serve Jordan Spear. The senior shot is no good. Adam Central has forced a fifth set. And it will be coming up here momentarily after our Allens of Hastings mid-set break. You're listening to high school volleyball, the C16 sub-district tournament from Grand Island on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check out the Food Mart, Wine Cellar, Pharmacy, Husker Shopping, Sporting Goods, plus a whole lot more. Allen's Photoshop now has state-of-the-art inkjet photo technology with unsurpassed color and clarity. Allen's develops 35mm true black and white and slide film, plus produces in-store prints from wallets to 40 by 60-inch posters. 1115 West 2nd, Hastings. Allen's, the You Get More Superstore. Check us out online with weekly specials at allensuperstore.com.
Really, you get more superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
First match of the afternoon going to a fifth set here at Grand Island High School. Rob Monson with you for the C16 sub-district tournament. Adams Central, 4-19 their record. Central City, 4-25. We're knotted up at two sets apiece to see who we'll get the honor and privilege of moving on to play Grand Island Central Catholic. That matchup will come your way at about 7:30 tonight if we get back on track. Again, it'll be right here on the Breeze. Our second match will be coming up. We'll be second seed Hastings St. Cecilia taking on third seed St. Paul. Wildcats come into the contest 20-9. Blue Hawks 22-9, so a big battle coming up here in set number two, or in our match number two, rather. In the second match of our triple header tonight here on the Breeze. You're listening to the Allens of Hastings mid-set break, brought to you by Allens, the You Get More Superstore, as we get ready. The Bison on the left side of the court will get ready. They've taken the court. Adam Central still on the bench. Now they're up. Starters coming on. Grand Island Central Catholic team now arriving. An away game for them. Though they didn't have to travel too far to get here. I'll tell you this, though. We will have our sub-district final game tomorrow at 7:30 right here on the Breeze. We'll have football on the Breeze here on Wednesday, as we'll have the Blue Hill Bobcats hosting the Cambridge Trojans. Big matchup on the Breeze. That's on Wednesday. Pre-game show will come your way at about 6:30 right here. But right now, volleyballs. Volleyball tops the agenda as we're going to a fifth set between Adams Central and Central City. I think the Bison won the toss and will serve. I've been wrong each and every time, except now. So the Bison will get the serve. Back to do it will be Mackenzie Melcher. Her service is short-lived as it goes right into the net. Adam Central will pick up the pivotal first point of the contest. Janessa Bolin will start off service for the Patriots. Her shot picked up by Harlow. In the middle now, the pass to Reimers. Reimers gets enough of it. Parr's there to cover for the Patriots. They'll waste a little time bringing it back. And now it's the Bison on the left side. Reimers gets it to go. Good run by Sarah Allen. Pass now up front. Free ball sent across from Meyer. Bison loading up in the middle. Hard shot comes down from Paige Benner. Benner rips it across. Gets the point for Central City. And we're tied up at one. Boy, she hit that with some authority. Smoke on that ball. Benner will inherit the service. Drives it across. Parr steps up at the net. Bolin pass over to Rosenquist. Rosenquist hammers it down through the block. Patriots now loading up. Pushed over on the right side. Bison into the net. Can't make the play. Point goes to Adams Central. Tough return from Central City. Prevented anything from developing on that. It's a 2-1 Adams Central Patriot lead. Anna Queen in the ball game for the Patriots. Drives it across. Big block down the left side. Gets it to go. Good shot by Aubrey Lynn. Gets the point for Central City. We're tied up at two. Jamie Harlow with the service. She'll float one across. Parr, the libero, handles it for the Patriots. Hard shot just out of bounds. Coming up was Niemeyer and just got a little too much on it. And Central City will pick up their first lead of set number five. 3-2 the score. Parr handles it to Bolin. On the left side, Miller got a little too much of it in the right hand, sends it into the net. And Central City's lead now is at two. It's a 4-2 ball game as Jamie Harlow steps up for the Bison. Her hard shot handled by Parr to Bolin. In the middle to Rosenquist. Quist through the block. On the left side now, Spear has it for the Bison. Parr has to go down to get it. Bolin on the left side, ripped down for the Patriots by Sydney Niemeyer. Niemeyer gets the angle, gets the drop, gets the point for Adams Central, and it's a 4-3 Bison lead. Adams Central trying to scrap back. Sydney Niemeyer with a serve, jump serve, goes for the eight. Off of Jordan Spear, and Adams Central has tied this up at four. Fifth and final set to see who's going to play Grand Island Central Catholic. Bison on the right side, in-flight adjustment by Jordan Spear, drops it across. Patriots will have to send it back as a free ball. Harlow at the net. Good read by the Patriots. Lauren Rosenquist was there, and the 5'10 senior makes the Bison pay for it, and Adams Central has the lead 5-4. Harlow handles the serve for the Bison on the left side, brought down. Tough shot out of bounds. Parr of the Patriots collides with Cindy Niemeyer. The ball goes out of bounds. Adams Central will get the point. Rotations are in. Michaela Wilkinson will handle the service for Central City. Tied up at five. Wilkinson jump serve into the net. It goes. 6-5. Patriots lead. They're going to send Lauren Rosenquist back to serve. On the right third of the court, Rosenquist steps up, drives through it, into the net, it goes. So Central City's going to get it right back, tied at six. Back into the ballgame will be Molly Moresh. She's got a rifle serve, and she'll go back to the service line. To the bench will go Jordan Spear. Moresh from the middle of the court drives this one in, drops it down, all but a ace serve. Good play by the Patriots to keep that going. Ball's now alive on the Patriots side of the court. On the left side, Allen goes up and into the net. Are the Bison. The point will go to Adams Central. It's a great shot from Sarah Allen to begin with. 7-6 your score. Bailey Parr to serve the libero for the Patriots. Bison now pushed over. Good effort by Melcher. Hook shot almost dropped in at the net. Patriots hanging in there. Boland drives it across, coming up in the back row and into the net, but out of bounds anyway. Central City will turn it back. Barr will get the serve again, and it's a 2-point Adams Central lead. Central City wants to talk about it midway through our fifth and final set at the C16 sub-district. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to Grand Island High School. Bob Osmond with you on The Breeze, 94.5, and welcome you, all of you listening online at KLIQFM.com. Fifth set, Adams Central's Bailey Parr sends it across as we're back to action now. Boland passes over to the left side, launched and launched out of bounds by Tara Kennedy, gives the point. And the service back to Central City. And that'll make it an 8-7 ball game. Back to serve for the Lady Bison. Aubrey Lenz. Lenz on the right side. Drives this one over. Boland sets in the middle to Allen. Allen's shot fielded cleanly by Willichusen of Central City. Now the Patriots one more time on the right side. Driving it across was Allen, fielded by the Bison. Into the net goes the return, and Central City can't get to it. And the point will go to Adams Central. They're up 9-7 to serve Sarah Allen. Allen slaps this one across, just clears the net. Harlow has to dive down to get it. Good, valiant effort by the Bison, but it's for naught. 8 serve from Sarah Allen, and a 3-point Patriot lead here in set number 5. Allen rears back, pops this one across. This one's covered by the Bison. They're going to have to send it back if they can get it over as a free ball. They cannot. And Adams Central starting to put it together. And Central City watching their season wind down if they can't step up. Bison now go back. Hard shot from Benner. Patriots cover on the left side, pushed over by Kennedy. Hook shot goes down. Patriots now at the net. Good feed, good shot. Patriots giving chase, can't get it. Tiffany Reimer's got just enough of it to send the Patriots in chase. And it's 11-8. Central City will get the service back. Service comes over from Mackenzie Melcher. Touched off of the Patriot return. Adams Central will get it right back. Well, your score, timeout. Central City, Coach Heather Negus to talk about it as we're winding down in set number 5. We'll take a quick break and come back with a conclusion. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Here we go. It's coming down to it. 12-8 is our score in the fifth set. Central City 4D from the service of Janessa Boland. Boland's shot is short, but the Bison are there to cover it. Stepping up now, Campbell fires it across. Allen handles it to Boland in the middle. Down, Rosenquist gets it. That was a big point for Adams Central. 13-8. They're all big at this point. Janessa Boland, 5'4", center, senior. She's at Bison defense, 4 deep on her. Winds up, drives it across, down to get it are the Bison. Good play by Molly Moresh. Tipped over. Shot from Rosenquist goes off Harlow, off the ceiling, diving effort, and Central City watches Molly Moresh try to fight for it and slams into the wall. She's no worse for the wear, but it is now match point for Adams Central. Boland sends it across. It's a tough one, spins off the back. Central City will have to give back the free ball. Par to Boland on the right side. Shot comes down and through it in, and it goes. Kara Kennedy gets the match point for Adams Central. So the Patriots season continues. They'll advance to play Grand Island Central Catholic at 7:30 tonight. And the Central City Lady Bison watch their season come to an end. They'll wrap up the year 4-26. So Adams Central still alive, but has a big hill to climb as they'll advance to take on Grand Island Central Catholic. Coming up next, we'll have match number two as the second-seeded Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia take on the third-seeded St. Paul Wildcats in a battle of two very tough teams in the C-16 district sub-district tournament. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll recap. We're going to see if we can get Brent McGowan to come over here from the Hastings Tribune and have a quick chat with us as he's out here taking some shots for the Trib. He'll make his way here. So we'll take a quick break. Come right back, hopefully, with that interview. You're listening to High School Volleyball on The Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com.
It's more than beautiful flowers and plants. Bob Sass Flowers has a new look, new home decor, new gift lines, including baby shoes, jewelry, diaper, and handbags, plus fall decor and door art. Say it with flowers and much more at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Congratulations to all of our area volleyball teams from the Bank of Donovan. We're proud of the students and their efforts that speak so well of the area we serve. Good luck from the Bank of Donovan in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun food, 20 TVs, daily specials, weekend food and drink specials. Supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East, Hastings. Open every day at 11 a.m.
If you have problems with insects, rodents, or termites, call Gassman Pest Control in Hastings. They're locally owned and operated. Gassman Pest Control is licensed in Nebraska and Kansas and uses only EPA-approved chemical applications. That's Gassman Pest Control. Call 463-2734.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball in the Breeze, 94.5, KLIQFM.com. Rob Onson with you. We've just watched Adams Central advance to play Grand Island Central Catholic in a match that will come your way at 7:30 tonight. Right now we're setting the stage for Hastings St. Cecilia and St. Paul. The Blue Hawks and the Wildcats will be going at it here in just a little while. But right now a mainstay, if you've ever been to any of the high school games in and around the area, certainly you have seen this next person, Brent McGowan from the Hastings Tribune, eighth photographer out here doing the duty. Brent, thanks for joining us. Finally, I get to
finally.
To get you.
Yep, finally. It's been a
A little while in the making.
I've got you cornered a couple times, but this time I was able to hold you down to get you here. You're out here at all these matches, volleyball and everything. Give me your impression of what you've seen so far here in volleyball, just on the whole season. I mean, you've been out here for Grand Island Central Catholic. You know how well they play.
Oh yeah.
You know how well St. Cecilia plays. I don't know if you've seen St. Paul yet, but on paper they look pretty solid.
Yeah, I've heard St. Paul's pretty good. So far, it's been evenly matched.
Give me your impression. What have you seen so far that strikes you as a good play out here that you've seen? Okay, let me ask you this. I'll shift gears on you a little bit because you're behind the lens. I mean, Vince is the guy we'll have to talk to get some insight on some teams. But Brent certainly has the eye. And if you've seen any of the pictures that Brent's taken for the Tribune, and I'm not going to knock anyone else on the Tribune staff because they're all solid photographers, but how do you find that right angle? How do you find that shot that you're looking at you always seem to come up with?
In volleyball, there's only certain lanes that you can shoot from. And personally, I like to sit at the back along the baseline so that you can get the front of their face as they're hopefully hitting the ball to you. But because of the way they set up blocks and the way their back row plays, there's only certain places where you can sit where you can get a free shot at their face. Otherwise, if you go too far to one side, then the blocker will get in the way. And if you go too far the other way, then the blocker will get in the way.
It really, so, I mean, it's pretty, things happen pretty fast there on that. So you have to have a certain amount of timing to get that shot. How tough is that and to make sure that you got your focus and everything all set there?
Yeah, well, focus isn't too bad because if you sit at the back, it's pretty much just side to side. But the timing is the hard part because some teams like to run a quick set, and then some teams, I mean, they get into a rhythm. And some setters will really set the ball up there high, and the hitters will go up and hit it. But sometimes they'll throw in a quick set or a little tip over the net that'll really, I mean, you have to be thinking about it before it happens, because if you actually see it in the camera, then it's too late to react to it. So you almost have to anticipate what they're going
to
do.
So you really have to do your homework to see who on which team you're shooting is getting, you know, those hard hits that are coming from the outside or the middle that are getting those shots. You have to do your homework to know who's getting that and what their style is, whether they like to come in with a big roundhouse or like you say, the quick set and the quick punch. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, it helps to know like who their go-to hitters are going to be, you know, how their setter is. You know, the setter's kind of the cheerleader captain of the team that is, you know, kind of calling out where it's going. So, you know, it's kind of important, but we cover so many teams it's almost impossible to know exactly, you know, too much about each team we cover. But
well, exactly, because you're spreading yourself like we do. We can't focus on any one certain team.
Yeah.
But you know how to, you know, you talk to the reporter and you find out exactly, you look at the numbers and the stats and you find out, okay, this is their go-to first, and this is what you can expect. But that's only from the angle of setting up a kill or a blocker or something like that. But there's a lot of play that you pick up in the back row and on the service line as well. You've got to look for that whole aspect of the
game. Yeah, probably one of the hardest things is trying to follow them as they're going to dig a ball. You know, if it ricochets off of a player and somebody's chasing it down to dig it, that's where it gets tougher because you have to follow the action wherever it goes on the floor and then keep it in focus and then hopefully they don't run into you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll be watching while I'm calling a game, and I'll see, because you're in the back row there, you're dodging a lot because a lot of shots will definitely come your way.
I tell you what, even though I'm way in the back of the gym, some of these girls, they're so small, but they hit the ball with so much force that even when it bounces and then hits the back of the wall, it still has a lot of power behind it, and you still have to, you know, you have to keep your eyes open to make sure.
Well, that's right. And, of course, everyone in the crowd is watching, too. And how many times have you been hit this year?
Yeah, there's been a couple. There's been a couple. I actually had a player roll into me down in Hebron for the Thayer Central Sutton match. And it was a girl from Sutton, and she was digging a ball. And it actually bounced off an air conditioning unit in the ceiling and dropped straight down. And of course, it's still a playable ball as long as it doesn't hit the wall.
Right.
And, she was coming full force and dove at it and rolled right into me. And
course, I'm a bigger guy, so it didn't hurt me any, but I was sure worried about her, you know, her getting hurt. But
the hazards of the job.
Yeah. Luckily, neither one of us were hurt, and unfortunately, she didn't make the play. But gosh, I tell you, that's all part of being out on the floor.
Yeah, you're there, and you can see the effort that these girls put into it. But here's the big question for you, Brent. Before I let you fly out of here, is this year? This is the first year that we're going to have this state tournament here in Grand Island.
Yeah.
And Hastings. So you mentioned that in the course of your travels during the season, you had to go to Hebron and all these different places. Now you're not going to have to be cruising so far.
Yeah.
So far, because we've got games in Hastings and games in Grand Island. Are you going to miss that trip to Lincoln?
No, not at all. Are you kidding? I'm totally looking forward to being able to sleep in my bed the whole time, not worry about hotel, you know, arranging hotels and not having to drive through Lincoln. And I talked to some girls on some volleyball teams and just kind of curious, you know, what do you think? You know, I mean, it's the first year, it's not going to be in Lincoln. And I know there's a kind of a mystique about going to Lincoln to the state capitol, you know, and everybody likes going there and it's a good time and all. But some of the girls are, it's kind of 50-50, you know, some really doesn't matter as long as they're playing at the state tournament.
Exactly.
And some of them, you know, it's our senior year. It's too bad we're not playing in Lincoln, but you know, it sure is nice that they're spreading it around a little bit, because we cover all the tournaments, no matter what they are, where they are. If we have an area team in there, we go, which means we actually go to Lincoln and Omaha quite a bit. So it's nice to see, you know, like I said, it's going to be nice to be sleeping in my own bed.
Yeah,
making a short trip up to Grand Island and back, you know, instead of taking a whole day and going to Lincoln. So,
yeah, clearly you can make that one. But yeah, I do know that a lot of the girls that I've talked to in the course of this season are kind of disappointed. First of all, you hit it right on the head. They want to go to the state tournament. They don't care where it's at.
Yeah.
They don't care. But the advantages, I say, are that it's being local. I think we're going to see more people from teams in central Nebraska. I think that's going to help us out a significant amount, because I think we'll see more crowds. In Lincoln, you see, there's a lot of crowds and a lot of people that travel with booster clubs and stuff like that. But I think we're going to, on local teams that we see out here, it's going to be, you know, a very good presence, and that's a great opportunity to see it. You do kind of miss the Lincoln trip and the fact that you can get away and be someplace different and see the Capitol and that kind of thing. But and it's also more fair, if you will, the teams that are going to be coming in from Western Nebraska as well. And I think that's one of the big reasons why they've decided to do that.
I think so too. And Grand Island's really proven, especially getting the state fair this year, that they can handle a big event like that.
Oh yeah.
You know, and if you can handle the state fair, I mean, and you shouldn't have any trouble handling a state high school athletic event. So, and it's even nicer that, you know, it's going to be in Hastings and in Grand Island. And a lot of people were kind of hesitant because, you know, a lot of people from Lincoln, Omaha that I heard were wondering about the drive. And, you know, if you actually think about it, to get anywhere in Lincoln during a state event,
absolutely,
it takes more than 30 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And what they don't understand is it's four lanes all the way from Hastings to Grand Island, and you can drive 65 until you get up to Interstate, and then it's 60 on into Grand Island. But it takes less than a half hour. So it actually takes less time to go from Hastings to Grand Island than it does to get around in Lincoln and to go, you know,
North Star.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So time-wise, I mean, you're actually going to be saving a little bit of time. But distance-wise, you're going to drive farther, but you can drive faster.
Yeah, well, and absolutely. So, I mean, that's a very solid point as well. The other point I would make, too, is Grand Island High School gym are every bit as nice as the schools in Lincoln. Now, Lincoln has a couple of newer schools, North Star being one of them, and they have a very unique design to it. They have a little feel, but you get to the older school, Lincoln High, and it's an older gym, hardwood, you know, floor that's you know, the old style. But Grand Island there's some nice gyms in this area. Hastings College, one of the venues as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of new gyms that they're going to be using, or even like you said, you know, like Hastings College and Hastings High, you know, are good gyms that can handle what they're going to be used for.
Exactly.
And then even up here, you know, with the Heartland Event Center and all the other gyms up here, I mean,
they won't have any trouble handling some of that stuff. And, yeah, there are some nice gyms in Lincoln. There's some real doozies, too, you know.
Yeah,
there are some where somebody opens their cell phone and people in the crowd kind of shriek away. You know, oh, the bright lights of the cell phone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, exactly. There's I know.
Some dark gyms in Lincoln. Some old dark gyms in Lincoln.
Yeah, so we won't. Well, we shouldn't have to deal with that, so it should be a fun time. So
yeah.
I'm going to let you off the hook, Brent.
They're still warming up. I got a little bit of time, but I'll get off the hook.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. I like seeing our local guys running around out here taking pictures. You're one of the hardest working guys out here, so
I don't know about that.
Got to give you some credit.
Yeah. All right.
Brent McGowan, cool. You'll see his pictures in the Hastings Tribune. Thanks for spending some time with
thanks,
us.
Thanks, Glenn.
All right. We are going to take a quick break. When we come back, we will set the stage for our next match here in Grand Island for the C-16 Sub-District, the St. Paul Wildcats taking on the Blue Hawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. You're listening to High School Volleyball on the Breeze, 94.5 KLIQFM.com.
Lucas Savage Furniture takes pride in providing the best quality for our customers.